Welcome to file number 7 in the Odin Mobile Nexus 5 tutorial. In this tutorial, we're going to look at the Play Store, a very popular app that you will need when you want to install other apps onto your phone. This is an app we're going to look into in a little more depth because there are some important settings that while you may not want to change them, you definitely want to know that they're at least there. Also, one thing to take into consideration is in certain parts of this app, the swipe feature does not work. What I mean by this is remember that in a lot of apps, in most apps actually, you can use swipe right to move forward through an app or swipe left to move backward through an app. However, while you can swipe to some things in the Play Store, it doesn't work in a lot of cases. This is why, when I provide training to people who have purchased an Android from Odin Mobile, I strongly encourage people to use the Explore by Touch method. Not only can you learn to memorize where things are on the screen and activate things a whole lot quicker, in cases such as the Play Store, it's practically a requirement. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive right on in.
1:40 a.m. Unlock. Home. Play Store. Play Store. Showing items 1 to 5 of 9.
All right, we are in the Play Store. Now, on the Play Store, you can do several things here in the main window. They've got apps, games, things like that. But if you know what you're wanting to search for, let's use Chomp SMS as a prime example. You simply look for the search button that's near the top right corner and double tap it.
Games. Search Google Play. Portrait main keyboard lowercase.
As you notice, it did open my keyboard. Now, when I find Chomp SMS, mine would say uninstall. So we're going to look for something different. We're going to look for just a random app just because we can. One that I know that I don't have installed. I live in Toledo, Ohio, and they do have a newspaper app. So what I'm going to type as a search is I'm going to type Toledo.
Capital F R T T O O L L S E E D D I O O. Search. Keyboard closed. List showing 3 items.
On the keyboard below your delete key, sometimes it'll say enter, sometimes it'll say done, sometimes it'll say search. In this case, it said search. You don't have to double tap this search button. Again, it works just like the rest of the keyboard. Simply lift your finger on the search button and it will do it. What I'm presented with is a screen here that, again, I'm not going to swipe through. And as a matter of fact, in most cases in this app, I'm not going to swipe at all until we look at the settings, because in the settings, the swipe does work properly. Up at the top, we're shown some apps if they exist. We're only shown 2. However, above the 2 apps, if one of the apps is not what I want, there should be something that says apps and then a number more. Unless there's only 2 apps. Below the 2 apps, you'll probably find other types of searches like for books, music, games, etc. We're only interested in apps at this point. So let's look kind of toward the top where the apps will be listed.
App, Moss Toledo app, official buzzinger, free.
Just to show you, if I look above this app,
apps 250 more.
As you see, there's
double
two.
Tap to select.
As you see, there's 250 more, and it did tell me double tap to select. Let's see what the other one is that shows up on the screen, because like I said, there's usually 2.
App Moss Toledo app. Oh, app Toledo Paso a Paso D E S A R app. Apps 250 more.
The app that I want is not there. However, remember it said that there were 250 more. So I went to where it says apps 250 more and I double tapped it. As you heard, it now took me to the page where it's going to list all the apps that did pop up. You could use swipe in here if you so desire. Again, I'm not going to.
App Toledo Paso app tourist tablet app be your guide Toledo app bus stop Toledo free see app Toledo geo apps to Ciudad.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I've reached the bottom of the screen. I still haven't found quite what I'm after, so I'm going to scroll the screen up a bit.
Options 6 Toledo geo apps app Toledo geo apps to app Toledo roots educ app Toledo highlights guide app Toledo news now Raycom Media Inc. free. Double tap to select.
All right, Toledo News. That sounds like a good app. Let's go ahead and double tap this. As you heard, all it did was click. That's all the feedback you get, and you don't really know when it finished loading. Being that I'm on Wi-Fi, and a very fast Wi-Fi at that, it generally loads pretty quick. Down near the bottom of the screen, you should see description. And if it's on the screen, if there's not too much stuff on the screen, right below the description, below where it says description, you'll see what the description is. Let's try to find that right now.
Rate and review. 2 stars button. Description. Home button.
Okay, as we see, description is the very last thing on this screen, so I need to scroll up just a little bit so that the actual description is on the screen.
Toledo News Now, what's new? All new UI incorporating, what's new? Toledo News Now, description.
Okay, so I found where it says description, so I'm going to move my finger down just a little bit.
Toledo News Now delivers the latest news, sports, interactive weather radar and video directly to your mobile device. Stay connected no matter where you go with comprehensive coverage for Toledo and Northwest Ohio. When news and weather breaks, the WTOL News app is your all-access pass to the latest stories. Other features include local, regional and national coverage, real-time breaking news alerts so you can follow stories as they happen, deep weather forecast information, contribute your stories, images and video to WTOL by uploading directly from your mobile device. Side menu tray navigation for quick access to the news you need. Live streaming support on 4X devices. Ice cream sandwich. Jelly bean. Universal app for phone and tablet devices. Tablets include multi-pane reading. CBS WTOL 11 and Fox WUPW 36 affiliates serving Toledo and Northwest Ohio. Version 3.0.7. Updated on March 29, 2013. Size 2.12 megabytes. Content rating, medium maturity.
So as you see, we are presented with a lot of information. We're told quite a bit about the app. We're also told its rating, like mature or everyone or adult. We're also told what version it is and when it was last updated. Well, I want this app. Near the top right corner, and it's kind of hard to tell you exactly where it will be, but you will find an install button. You cannot swipe to this button. You used to be able to, but they've broken it.
Share. Toledo News Net Share.
All right, so what I need to do is scroll this back down, because remember we scrolled it up to read the description. Well, I need to scroll it back down so I can see the install button. Okay, I've done so. Now let's look near the top right corner again.
Share. Weather alert, Wi-Fi signal, Toledo News Now, Raycom Media, Inc.
Okay, generally if you find the name of the app and who made the app, move just a little bit down and you'll find it, meaning the install button.
Install button.
Okay, simply
double tap to select.
As it said, double tap to select it.
App permissions.
As you see, we are now presented with a screen that shows the app permissions. I highly, highly, strongly recommend that you read this for the simple fact that this page right here will tell you all the permissions that the app requires. You can use swipe in this screen if you desire. I will use swipe just in this case.
App permissions. Toledo News Now. Needs access to Network communication, full network access. Your location, approximate location network based, precise location GPS and network based. See all. Accept button.
Okay, so as you see, it does show what's here, and there is a see all. If you want to look exactly at what it needs, because this is just a general overview, it just gives you the basics of what it needs, you can click see all, and it'll show you everything exactly that it needs. As I can tell, that based on the basic information, this is okay to give this app that permission. If you find an app that requires some really off-the-wall permissions, you may not want to download that app. For example, if you were to find a music player, then all it does is play music, nothing more. If, for example, it only plays the music that's on your SD card, and it says it needs access to your GPS, obviously, this might be a little bit of a red flag. Why would a music player need access to your GPS location? As I said, though, this app requires pretty basic permissions, and they actually make sense. It does need to see my location, does need the network. You know, that's pretty much general stuff, and it makes sense. So hitting accept is my way of saying, I accept these permissions. You're allowed to have them. Again, if I didn't want to install this app, I would simply double tap the back button and get out of here. But I do want this app. Now, if you want to find the accept button, if it's an app you know that a lot of people use and you don't want to look at the permissions, you can find the accept button, usually located in the bottom right corner. However, because apps require different numbers of permissions, the accept button could be slightly higher on the screen, but will be on the right-hand side.
See all, accept button.
In this case, the accept button is about an inch and a half from the bottom of the phone. So I'm going to hit accept.
Play Store. Installing Toledo News Now. Successfully installed Toledo News Now.
And that's all there is to it. We're still sitting in a screen here. Let me show you what type of screen you're sitting in.
Toledo News Now, Raycom Media, Inc. Screenshot. Uninstall button. Open button.
You could open the app from right here or uninstall it from right here if you so choose. We're still sitting in the apps screen. In other words, the apps screen on the Play Store. If I wanted to open the app from here, I could, but I don't want to. So I'm going to hit back a couple times.
Back button. Books, movies, and TV.
Okay, I'm back at the main page of the Play Store. And now what I want to do is show you how to check for updates and or things of that nature. There are going to be times where you're going to see notifications that'll say an update requires your approval. This may be because the permissions on the app have changed. Maybe they've added more to the app that requires extra permissions. One thing to note, there are some apps that have so few permissions that instead of an accept button, it's just a continue button. It really doesn't require much of anything. So therefore, you really don't have to hit accept. They just have a continue button. When you want to find these apps, you would simply open your app drawer and find them. Remember that your app drawer is in an alphabetical grid. You may have to go to page 2 or even page 3 if you have a lot of apps. All right, let's check to see if there are any updates. And this is where things get a little interesting and may not make too much sense, and swipe definitely doesn't work to at least get to this section. Once you get here, you might be able to use swipe a little bit, but again, as a general rule, I don't. So let's go ahead and look in the top left corner of the Play Store app.
Play Store, show navigation drawer.
That's exactly what we want. So I'm going to double tap that.
Navigation.
All right. Now what's popped up is a menu. In most apps, yes, you could use the swipe command. In other words, swiping right to go forward or swiping left to go back in a menu. In this, you cannot. So you have to use Explore by Touch. Let's show you what's in this particular menu.
Jared Jitcha, jamandjerry2011@gmail.com. Store home. My apps. My wish list. People. Redeem. Settings. Help. Double tap to select.
So as you see, there is the menu. There's a lot of things here. What we want to go to is My Apps.
My wish list. My apps. My Play Store. Showing items 1 to 6 of 65.
All right, as you heard, we got a couple little dings out of the phone. Up at the top, you have Installed and All. If you used Android before, let's say you used Android back in the gingerbread days, or even ice cream sandwich days, and you've quit using it for quite a while, no problem. The Play Store remembers anything you've had installed prior. So if you know that there were apps that you used prior, and you know you want to try them out in KitKat, you can do that simply by hitting the All up at the top of this page. When you hit All, it'll bring up a list of any app that's either installed on your phone or any app that you've purchased or any app that you've installed on your phone. By default, it puts you in the Installed section. If there are any updates, they will show up at the top of this window on the right-hand side.
Recently updated.
So
double tap to select.
We have a recently updated. We do not have any app updates. So this is a good thing. But let me just show you what else, you know, what you see here.
Recently updated. App, Chrome browser, Google, Google Inc. installed. App, Cloud Print, Google Inc. installed. App, Gmail, Google Inc. installed. App, Google Calendar, Google Inc. installed. App, Google Drive, Google Inc. Editor's Choice, installed.
There are more apps, obviously. As you heard, there's like 66 apps on this phone. I would have to scroll the list to see the rest of them, but this just shows you kind of what we have here. These are the most recent updated apps. So if you ever want to check what's been recently updated, you can look under the recently updated section and find out what's been updated. I'm going to hit back.
Back button.
I'm going to hit that button again up in the top left that we hit to get into that menu.
Play Store, show navigation drawer. Navigation.
And this time we're going to go to settings because in this case, I want to show you what settings are here. Why? Some of them could be important and you may want to change them. You're probably thinking that in some of the other apps I should have showed the settings as well, but I do like you to explore a little bit. However, in the Play Store, some of these are rather important. So let's go look at the settings just real quick.
My wish list, people, redeem, help, settings, Google Play Store.
Okay, so let's go look through the settings.
Settings, general, notifications, notify me about updates to apps or games that I downloaded, checkbox, checked. Auto update apps over Wi-Fi only.
Okay, notice this one is in a checkbox. It just said over Wi-Fi only. If I double tap this.
Alert auto update apps. Auto update apps. Do not auto update apps. Not checked. Auto update apps at any time. Data charges may apply. Not checked. Can't auto update apps over Wi-Fi only. Checked.
All right, so here you have the option to not let it do any updates on its own. As you see, it can do updates for the most part on its own. If an app's permissions change, that's where you have to interact with it. However, if the app's permissions don't change, it'll go ahead and update them all automatically. As you see, by default, it's set for Wi-Fi only. This means that unless you're on Wi-Fi, your apps will not update. I have a very good signal here when I'm not home, so I'm going to go ahead and tell it that I want you to update at any time, even if I'm on, you know, the data.
Auto update. update apps at any time. Data charges may apply. Not checked. Google Play Store.
All right, so I've checked that, and now that option has changed.
Notifications. Auto-update apps. Auto-update apps at any time. Data charges may apply.
And notice it does remind you the data charges may apply.
Add icon to home screen. Four new apps. Checkbox. Checked. Clear search history. Remove all the searches you have performed.
That's not anything you have to change. If you want to clear your search history, that's you would just double tap it and it would just do it.
User controls. Content filtering. Set the content filtering level to restrict apps that can be downloaded.
Some people might find that one is one that they might want to go in and change, so I'll show you what's here.
Allow app. Low maturity, everyone, checked. Low maturity, checked. Medium maturity, checked. High maturity, checked. Show all apps, checked. Set the content filtering level to restrict apps that can be downloaded to this device. More about content filtering. Cancel button.
Alright, so on mine, everything is checked. I want to see everything. I don't care. I don't have any kids that, you know, are going to use my phone or whatever the case may be. If, however, you have kids that might use your phone, you might want to set this to a different level. You might want to uncheck the adult ones or something of that nature. As I don't want to make changes, I'm just going to cancel out of here.
Set the content filter. Cancel button. Google Play Store. Content filtering, set the require password for purchases every 30 minutes.
Okay, they've made a change to this one. It used to be a checkbox. In other words, you either always put your password in or you could set it to where you never put a password in when you make app purchases. Some people would say that you should always leave it on or you could run into problems, especially if someone picked up your phone and wanted to make purchases. Guess what? They could if you didn't have it set to ask for passwords. By default, as you see, they've actually changed it. Now it's every 30 minutes. So the first time I purchase an app, for 30 minutes, it's not going to ask me for my password again. However, once 30 minutes goes by, it will ask me to enter my password for another app purchase. Let's see what options they do have here.
Alert require password. Cancel. Require password. For all purchases through Google Play on this device, not checked. Every 30 minutes, never, not checked. Cancel button. Every 30 minutes, for all purchases through Google Play on this device, not checked. Every 30, never, not checked.
Okay. Me personally, unless I go somewhere, I actually set that to never. Why? Because again, no one generally comes in my house and messes with my phone. However, because they do have a 30-minute option, I'm going to go ahead and leave it on the 30-minute option because that's pretty good. It means that I may have to enter it once, but if I purchase another app within 30 minutes, I wouldn't have to enter it again.
Cancel button. Google Play Store.
So I'm going to go ahead and cancel out of there.
Content fill. Require password. About. Open source licenses, license details for open source software, build version, the 6th of April 17.
All right, so there you go. That's all that's in the settings area.
Back, Play Store, back, home.
So there you go.
Screen off.
Real simple if you want to install apps. They will tell you if they're free. If they are free, you will have an install button. If, however, the app is paid, first of all, before you even double tap on the app, it'll tell you if it's free or if it costs money. Let's say an app costs $1.99. It will say, you know, $1.99. The install button then changes to a button that says $1.99 button. This means that if you double tap it, you're intending on purchasing the app. I hope this has helped you out in seeing how you install apps from the Play Store.